Rival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
And bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And well, for this next hour, they're going to be those of Barry Shamish. Barry, are you there? Barry Shamish, are you there? Well, what's that? All right, fine. Well, we'll have Barry with us in just a moment. And, of course, he's going to be talking about Jonathan Pollard and what happened to Jonathan Pollard and why he's still in prison. But certainly, you know, if those of you who are concerned about what's going on in the Near East should realize that we're heading towards a war in the Near East between Israel and the surrounding Arab nations. And from a totally logistical and logical point of view, there's no way that Israel could survive. Okay, Barry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry for the delay, but there was no answer here for a couple seconds.
Oh, well,
but here I am.
Don't feel bad. We all have little problems from time to time. Anyway, you pick the story up. Are we going to talk about Jonathan Pollard?
I think we might stick with what we previously talked about. Israel had a very bad week.
All right, you go right ahead then.
Let's make a note to do Pollard someday on this channel.
All right, we will. But you go ahead and tell us what's going on in Israel, because things really do look pretty grim.
Oh, they are dreadful. Look, I'm just going to start with this guideline to war that was printed and was distributed throughout the Knesset and to local communities, to municipalities throughout Israel. I've been trying to find out who actually wrote it. All I know is it was given out, it was reported last night, and it's about the upcoming war. And it's supposedly going to tell municipalities what to do about it. Now, they claim it isn't even a worst-case scenario. In this war, Israelis have to get used to terrible cutoffs of electricity for many hours on end, cutoffs of water. And by the way, if you've ever been trapped in your house in a missile war, which I guess no one has, I actually did in Israel in 1991, and you have no electricity, and you have no water. You can't go to the toilets. And there's rockets landing in the street below. You're having a very miserable war. And this is the warning that the Arabs are going to target Israel's power and water. By the way, I've only been saying it on the show for over a year.
Okay, hold up, Barry. It's
no shock to me.
We're going to be back in just a moment here, right at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Barry Shemesh, investigative reporter from Israel who's living in the United States because of attempts on his life. We'll be right back in just a moment.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shemesh, and Barry's talking about what's going on over in Israel and the fact that the people have been told that they're not going to have electricity for a large time, that if the war comes about, that there may very well be no water. Suddenly it could be a very, very difficult time for the people of Israel, and somebody has written a report that's preparing them for it. Are they trying to frighten them? Is this disinformation, or is this a real warning to begin to prepare for the difficult times that I believe, and I think that anybody who analyzes what's going on over there believes, is about to come to pass? So you pick up the story, Barry.
Yeah, it's not disinformation. It's floating around the government. Now, this guideline to war is, believe it or not, optimistic. They say as horrible as what I'm describing, they claim there is much worse. What is stated is that Hezbollah now has 40,000 missiles. Now remember, only 4,000 were dropped on Israel in July of 2005 in 34 days, and the entire north of the country was cleared out. Multiply that by 10, and that's only Hezbollah, by the way. They also say that Fatah and the West Bank are going to see missile attacks, not to mention, of course, Gaza. Israel is going to have, the figure I've been stating over and over, 80,000 missiles, that's what this report says. Now, why you don't have water is because the electricity is cut off. But the Air Force has also got big problems because it's being targeted. In fact, all of the frontline forces of Israel are being targeted by missiles. And Israel is a very little country. Everybody knows where the bases are. There aren't a lot of secret anything. I served on Air Force bases. The Arabs know about them. And if they target the runways, the jets can't take off. And this is stated in the guideline that the Air Force is going to be totally disrupted. Now, again, I've been saying this over and over again. The Air Force is Israel's only protection, and there are ways to neutralize it. The Arabs have got Russian cannon and short-range missiles, but most of all, the runways. You don't let the Air Force take off. Now, the reaction to the Air Force in the last 10 days has been just nonsense. They have ordered vertical takeoff jets because if they don't have runways, they'll have to take off like a helicopter, and those are Harriers, I suppose, from England. However it works, they won't be there for 2 years. I mean, it's what a decision to make not in time. And then you have the real problem with the missiles. Israel has no system that works. The Israeli officer in charge of acquisitions for the IDF went to the Grumman Corporation last week and watched a demonstration of the Nautilus system and came back to Israel with the grim news that it does not provide any protection against Qassams, and it only provides peripheral protection against long-range missiles. Israel is naked and unprotected, and it's going to face a missile war, and Israel is not doing what it can do to actually fight the war. Now, oh, I hear music?
Nope, go right ahead.
Okay. Now, what Israel's got to do if it actually wanted to win the war, it's got to offer a threat that's just as bad as 80,000 missiles. It's got to have missiles. And they've got to hit Tehran, and they've got to hit Cairo. There has to be a credible balancing act. But all you hear from the Israeli government is peace. That's all you hear. Nobody is actually preparing for war. They're talking peace. Now, Dick Cheney was in Jerusalem, 3 days ago. And what did he say? He said the same thing they've been saying ever since that dreadful Oslo Peace Accord, that Oslo Accord was signed in 1993, that we're going to give peace a chance, and he warned Israel that it had better have something signed before the upcoming elections next November. Apparently, there's some political advantage in Israel signing away the heartland of the country. Now, do keep in mind, for those who follow the Bible, that the Bible doesn't take place in Haifa or Yaffa. The Bible takes place in Hebron and Nablus. It takes place in Judea and Samaria. This is the biblical heartland of Israel. Cheney told Olmert to get rid of it by November. And, of course, the Israeli government, in the face of this dreadful war, which we'll talk about when it's coming up, by the way, and how they're going to fight it. But nonetheless, Israel is docking peace with Cheney when it's about to be demolished. Now, we actually have a schedule of what the Arabs are up to. But first of all, let's look at the result of Cheney's trip. The House of Representatives has agreed with the White House to appropriate $150 million to Fatah. This, again, I believe happened 2 days ago. In the wake of Cheney, Mahmoud Abbas is going to get $150 million. Now, a lot of things are missing from this picture, but the big one is that Fatah and Hamas met in Yemen, and they came to some sort of agreement that when it comes to fighting Israel, all bets are off. We're going to work together. We're not going to solve our difficulties, but we're going to fight the war together. What was Hamas doing in Yemen if it's at all serious about the American peace movement or the Oslo Accord? Why did it go to Yemen and sign a negotiated agreement with Fatah? Now, the result of this is going to be an Arab a summit in Damascus, and Fatah will represent the Palestinians with Hamas help. What you've got is the ultimate accord to destroy Israel, and the House of Representatives has rewarded one of the two signers of the Yemen agreement with $150 million, and the American people, I guess you've just got so much money floating around that what's $150 million to you? The Congress approved it. There wasn't a debate. It was just given to Fatah. And that money is going to be used to fight Israel. And by the way, more and more it's looking like Israel is going to do what I said it's going to do. It's going to go into the fight and lose. If they don't watch out, if this guy led to war is real, 227,000 Israelis will be evacuated from their homes. That's what the Guidelines to War is reporting, that 227,000, I'm repeating that, Israelis will be evacuated from their homes during the upcoming war. Now, where they're going to go is one heck of a good question. Where exactly in Israel do 227,000 people without homes go? Into the Negev, start a campfire, roast marshmallows, where are they going to go? But this is what I repeat, is not the worst case scenario. This is a logical blueprint for the upcoming war. And it is, well, what if this is a true blueprint? And apparently it is, well, at least it's being prepared by people who know what to expect. What does a country that small do with so many evacuated people in a very short period of time when it has no air force to even, well, it's got a grounded air force, and it can't, as far as we know, respond with missiles, because Israel has not claimed that it has missiles. We go to the next option that no one, I haven't heard this talk since the 80s, that if Israel is backed into a corner, it will use its nuclear option. Israel is not even hinting that it has any weapons capable of handling a war in which 80,000 missiles are, well, that's enough to knock up the country. The Guidelines to War says the war will last 1 month. It's very, very moderate in the number of dead. It says 300 dead civilians. I don't believe that number one little bit. Israel will have many, many more dead civilians because Israel did a remarkable thing 2 days ago. It's all this week. We have spoken of this on your show before, and now it's reality. Israel has permitted Fatah to receive 50 brand new Russian armored personnel carriers. Now, again, I don't know how many people have ever been in an armored personnel carrier or even know what they are. I'm very fortunate that way in that I have been in an APC, it's got very, very thick armor. You can't knock it out with any known weapon. As far as I know, you have to have an explosion, maybe an RPG, some sort of missile that can break through at least 2 inches of the strongest alloy of steel ever made is on an APC.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back in just a moment, of course. So why is the United States and Israel giving Fatah, the terrorist, 150 armored personnel carriers? We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, we're talking to Barry Shamus about the outlook for Israel. And you go ahead, pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, I'll just state that these 50 armored personnel carriers can go into all the settlements in Judea and Samaria, and they can take everyone. They'll go in blasting. The settlements have, they've got nothing. I've been working with someone named Mordechai Sonis. He supplied me with numerous documents over time. The settlements have no protection against an attack by APCs. He has been writing this and shouting as loud as he can, and no one's listening. It's remarkable anyone's listening to me. Well, thank you. I mean, you're providing a rare outlook of the truth. There isn't a lot out there. Mordechai Sonis has prepared documentations that if Israel is attacked by the equivalent of an APC, the settlements will go down. They'll go in there and they'll start shooting, and there's nothing that can demobilize an APC. Nothing. We're talking about 300 dead. Those 50 APCs will knock out the settlements one by one. Now, you're talking about Israel's army. We've already stated there's no electricity in the country. There's no phone lines in the country. The army won't be functioning. Okay? Now, look, I'm going to do something. I'm going to reveal it over and over again. The Israeli government is deliberately losing, and there's a reason for it. And the reason is, I've repeated on this show, I'm going to bring it up again before I talk finally about that attack in Israel 2 weeks ago at the Yeshiva Mirkaz Harav. But nonetheless, you have to put it in perspective why the Israeli government isn't defending itself. And the key to the matter is my meeting with Ron Pundak. Do you know what I'm alluding to?
No, but I'm looking forward to learning what it is. Go ahead.
Well, I've discussed this on your show. Ron Pundak was one of the two Israeli negotiators and authors of the Oslo Accord.
Okay.
And I went to a party. It was in December of 1993, a month after the accord was signed. And the host of the party, nice man, his name was Lenny Wolf, very leftist family, nonetheless says, we're friends with Ron Pundak. Would you like to interview him? And, well, I said, naturally, I mean, if you want to know what's really behind Oslo, why not just talk to the guy who wrote it? Excuse me, that was a cold talking.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Wow. Now, I met Ron Pundak with my partner at the time, Joel Bainerman. And it was at a coffee house in Tel Aviv. And he thought we were very sympathetic to him. After all, I was friends with his friend Lenny Wolf, and we're not religious. And as far as he was concerned, all the secular of Israel viewed him as a hero, and that we were just fawning journalistic groupies listening to him. And he started shooting off his mouth about many, many things. But the key one was the last thing he said. One of these days, if need be and you'd like reminding, I'll tell you all the things he said. But the big one was at the end of our conversation, was about an hour and a half, maybe more. And he says, my boss, his boss is Yossi Beilin. He's the true father of Oslo, not Shimon Peres, for once. He says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. And I say to him, what do you mean by that? Joel knew. He had written a book called Crimes of a President, the very first expose of the Bush family. In his time, it was really quite a classic. He knew what this meant. I didn't know what he meant. And I said, what do you mean, no borders? He said that borders cause war. He says, Mr. Beilin believes that if we get rid of borders, there won't be a reason for war. And I said to him, well, if you get rid of Israel's borders, there won't be an Israel. And he said, no, there'll be something much better. He said, we will all meld in, Israel will meld in to a grand Middle Eastern bloc of nations. And Israel's function, we find out, is to provide motels and gas stations for trucks coming from Morocco, going to Iraq, and I'm listening to them. Oops, I hear the music.
You're hearing the music, so you just hang on to that thought, Barry. We'll be back here in just a moment after this break, right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get in touch with your website.
Yeah, well, the business with Ron Pundak, I've written in numerous books. Save Israel is one, I believe. You go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, where it says search. In the box, you write my name, Shamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. My website, well, www.barryshamish.com. I'll leave a phone number. I have one DVD that I recorded in Jerusalem just before I left the country. It's the Vatican's New Crusade for Jerusalem, and I've got many others, but you can't get it on Lulu. You have to phone me. And that's 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Now back to Ron Pundak. Now, he says to us, that the ultimate goal of Oslo is Israel without borders. Now, from that point on, I just screamed to the high heavens that people, you don't know what these Oslo negotiators have planned for Israel. I said, these people are nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Their idea is that Israel's borders die and that Israel meld into a new trading bloc in the Middle East. And this I wrote in January of 1994, that you just don't get it, people. The goal of Oslo is the destruction of Israel. First Gaza, then Judea, Samaria, then the whole country is what I thought they would do. I guess they're having a little problem with Judea and Samaria. They certainly took a great deal of effort to get rid of Gaza. But the key is the same. The Israeli leadership, it has nothing to do with elections and who voted in who. The call it the secret leadership, the people that actually control the media and the finances and the education and so forth of the country, want Israel to blend in and disappear into a Middle Eastern trading bloc. And I heard this, I don't know how many years ago, 14 years ago, that they want Israel gone. Now, what Israelis don't understand, everything I've described right now, that Israel is going to walk into the war and lose it, is being done on purpose for an agenda, what you would call a New World Order agenda. That's what you would call it. And when you start expanding this into 9/11 and the attack on Afghanistan and the absolute division of Iraq and American troops doing God knows what there, but they're establishing themselves and building a huge new embassy, and they don't plan to leave. All of this is planned. And strangely enough, you're looking at their plan for the Middle East to turn it into the EU, and an EU without Israel. And this, what can I say? I can scream this all I want. No one is believing it. And everything that I write comes true because I knew from Ron Pundak what these people were up to.
Well,
it's that simple. He was the key that opened up this horrible, horrible Pandora's box that's going to lead to the murder of Israel. And I'll tell you when the real trouble starts. It'll start on May 10th. That's Israel's 60th anniversary. The Arabs have got big plans for that celebration. Now, Mahmoud Abbas, who you've just given another $150 million to, has got a plan where it doesn't mean it'll work, but his grandiose plan is to bring 3 million Palestinians from all over the world to Israel's borders and to flood the place. Overwhelm the airports with people who are going to take over the country. And Israel's security runs on law, and they'll probably let everyone in. And what you have with the Egyptian wall, when Hamas breached the Egyptian wall, 500,000 Palestinians rushed into the Sinai. Imagine that happens to Israel, where somewhere along its wall, it's breached. And believe me, it's breachable. Imagine 500,000 Palestinians running into Israel. That's the end of Israel. That's it. It's over with. Now, what Abbas is claiming is he's going to bring in 3 million to swarm the Israeli borders, believing that Israel wouldn't shoot back. And he may be right. Israel may not shoot back. It'll just simply, the soldiers will stand there and just let the Arabs overwhelm Israel, and you'll get an Arab state in one action. And that's the plan, the Abbas plan for Israel's 60th anniversary. Now, what I'm going to do, and I don't want to miss this, I wrote an article about an attack on a yeshiva 2 weeks ago where 8 Israelis were killed and 40 wounded, and it had all the hallmarks of a secret government Israeli attack. The shooter may have been an Arab, but this is not the first time an attack like this has been done by the government. Now, I included the Hebron massacre of 1994 by the Patsy, Baruch Goldstein, and if you give me an opportunity next week, I may just talk about that. But the key is that Merkaz HaRav was the same sort of operation. And this, I'm just going to go over quickly. It actually, I'll be writing about this again next week as well. The Arab who walked into the yeshiva. Now remember, this yeshiva is the religious capital of, it's the capital of religious Zionism. It's the capital of the settlements. It's where they educate their children. It's not just a yeshiva, it's the yeshiva. The shooter somehow carried a Kalashnikov, but also 600 bullets. Now, I don't know how many people understand how many bullets 600 is, but where do you carry them? Okay, every magazine gun clip holds 30 bullets. So you've got 20 gun clips. If you go into war and you're fully armed, you've got 8 gun clips on your gun belt. Where do you put 20 gun clips? The word is he was carrying his gun and the clips in a cardboard box. Why wasn't he stopped? Jerusalem has a very strong security. If an Arab is running around with a giant box full of a gun and 600 bullets, he'll be stopped, which means he had help. And no one is bringing this in. He had to have had help. All right, somebody drove him there. Somebody got him in. This, of course, has not been investigated, and I'm going to start investigating it. I'm getting a lot of reports from Israel, but you have to look at the Israeli response. Now, usually, always, if there's a terror attack, the police are there within seconds. It's a small city with SWAT teams. Well, they set up a mini-war in the city if it's a terror attack. All the time. That's the way it's done. This time, the shooter managed to keep on shooting for 20 minutes. He walked up and down the yeshiva, up and down the steps for 20 minutes before the police arrived. But what police arrived? A squad car arrived with one volunteer and one trainee. And they went straight to work directing traffic. That's what they did. They had flak jackets in the car. They didn't put them on. They weren't armed. They prevented civilians from getting into the yeshiva. And that's all. That was the police response. That was it. Now, it gets even worse because one, David Shapiro actually went into the yeshiva and supposedly, and I mean that, there was another shooter, Dado, I'll write about that next week, but supposedly killed the terrorist by entering a side door. There were a lot of conflicting stories, but he was stopped by the police. And it gets weird. It gets very weird. Apparently, the police gave him a cap to wear. Who knows why? The cap was not of a patrolman. It was of a detective. It just goes on and on. The police response was not merely peculiar. It's that they wanted this destruction, this killing of 16-year-old kids to go on unimpeded. Now, the next day, we know it's a government operation because the next day in Jerusalem, a mourner's tent is set up by a family of the terrorist so that all his friends and relatives can go to the tent and congratulate the family on their brave son. Now, look, I lived in Israel for 31 years after a vicious, ugly terror attack. you could not have a mourner's tent in Jerusalem. It would have been pulled down with great anger as soon as anyone put it up. But the government did something very weird. It ordered the police to leave it standing. The mourner's tent stayed standing. There were celebrations by the Arabs when they saw that. I have reports that Arabs from Jebel Mukhabar, that's the town, the neighborhood the killer was from, they set up picnics. They went on hills overlooking Jewish neighborhoods, and they joyfully and gleefully celebrated the massacre with the police not interfering. Now, there's another issue. Israel has traditionally destroyed the house of the family house of terrorists, thinking that the next terrorist might think twice if his family are homeless because of what he did. It's a serious action. It's taken with great thought, and it wasn't done. The house kept on standing and kept on celebrating. So you had a gathering of Israelis who said, enough is enough. We're going to destroy the house if the police won't. And boy, was Israel police there in numbers. Finally, the police was there, and they were using extreme violence to make sure that nobody got to the terrorist house. Now, this rally, where, again, the good guys were the women in green, who had pure motives, was totally infiltrated by what is known as Kach. At one time, it was the JDL. Today, it's the Shabak. It's run by one Shabak agent named Itamar Ben-Gavir. They showed up at the rally to break it up, and that's what they did. They took the genuine protesters and turned them into dangerous radicals, which is how it's done. This is how Secret Services neutralize genuine protesters. They send in their protesters. This whole thing is done the way Israel always kills its own people. This is something we'll talk about if you give me the opportunity next week with the Goldstein Hebron massacre. They don't care who they kill, Arab or Jew, as long as they get their agenda done. Destroying religious Zionism, and by the way, religious Zionism took a blow. They don't even understand how big a blow it was, because that yeshiva didn't have a bodyguard. Every school in Israel has security. Every one of them, you have to pass an inspector, and your bags have to be checked. This place didn't have a bodyguard, and the parents of the fallen children are going to sue this place when they wake up, and you're going to have such a rupture in the last piece of patriotism in Israel. And that's why this attack just before the war took place is to destroy the confidence and the morale of the only Israelis left, the religious Zionists, who will actually fight and die for the country in the upcoming war. They have been given a body blow. Now, how much time do we have? Hello?
Got about 3 minutes.
Okay. That's not a lot of time, but it's enough. All I can say is that there was an attack on an Israeli yeshiva, and then the next day there were reports all through the Israeli media that the right wing were planning reprisals. This came directly from the Shabak. How would they know? How would they know the night of the murder, when everyone is in shock, that they're planning reprisals? At the end of the week, the Shabak apologized. The Knesset forced the Shabak to apologize for spreading these rumors. This destruction of the yeshiva was done down to the last detail. This is something the secret Israeli government has done year after year. They plan these operations out. And by the way, the Rabin assassination was one of these operations. The attack on Merkaz Harav was another one. Next week, I will be writing about other details of this suspicious government attack. But when Israel goes to war, and by the way, it's going to be soon. The Syrians have now got three divisions on the Lebanese border, and they're ready to start shooting the missiles. It's going to be very, very soon. And the Israeli society is now in tatters. It's an absolute tatters. I don't know if a country that is so divided by such horrible violence can win, and I doubt it. I doubt the army can function. The Israeli secret leadership will get an Israel without borders. They will get their damn New World Order, Middle Eastern trading bloc without an Israel. They'll get it. This is what they've been after for 14 years, and they're going to get it probably this spring.
Well, I think we're moving into very, very difficult times. In fact, as you describe what happened there at the school, it sounds so much like the morning of 9-1-1 when the police, the people at the airports, arrested nine of the hijackers and then let them go. And in the weeks before that, that actually lowered the requirements for people to get on and allowed them now to have box cutters and other things. You could not have done such a poor job protecting America unintentionally any more than they could have done such a poor job protecting that school over in Israel unintentionally. They use these techniques over and over again. Well, our guest has been Barry Shamish, talking about, of course, what's going on over in Israel. And you can transpose that to America, because the major goal here is that one world government, just as it is by the Israeli leaders, we're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Barry, we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Fantastic. Night, all.
Bye-bye.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
you know, on the 11th of September 2001, the fact that the government had foreknowledge and intentionally refused to do anything, of course, to stop that. And then, of course, for the update on that, the more recent one pamphlet, and that, of course, is entitled True Story of 911. Did you know, for instance, that on that morning of the attack that there were a number of feigned hijackings? That, of course, this is why what had happened is that they were following all these hijackings. There were 29 different hijackings, all make-believe, all created to confuse the people, and that there was a stand-down order. Did you know, for instance, one of the highest-ranking CIA officials had said that, had told a reporter off the record that when the dust finally settled, the American people would realize that what happened on September 11th wasn't a failure of intelligence, it was a triumph of intelligence. How could the murder of almost 3,000 Americans be a triumph? Well, you need to get the pamphlets. Foreknowledge, 911, that's a three pamphlet set, and the true story of 911, one pamphlet set. It's basically my newsletters, but you'll find them fascinating, and certainly we hope that you'll go ahead and get them. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, I think we're moving into some very, very difficult times, and I do hope that many of you out there will seriously consider getting yourself some emergency food. And if you'd like to know more about that, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. And I will tell you that, of course, food is getting increasingly difficult for the people we deal with to get. Sometimes there'll be long delays on powdered milk and things of that sort. But the price of all the foods that they cook up and put into the cans is rising, and rising rather rapidly. So if you're thinking about laying in a supply of food or other supplies, getting your water filters, getting your water barrels, get the pumps to get the water out of the barrels, don't put it out. Listen, we have access to all the things you need, and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a free catalog. And then, of course, I want to mention the fact that we do carry Miracle 2 products. We carry the Robinson Homeschool Program. If you're interested in homeschooling, a great program to have. Let me also mention that there's going to be a meeting in Santa Rosa this weekend put on by the Northern California chapter of the Eagle Forum. And I'm going to be speaking a couple of times. If you're interested in coming to that Northern California meeting, the number to call is 707-539-8393. That's 707-539-8393. And then we want to announce that our shortwave frequencies will change starting next Monday. For this hour, the number will be 5.070 megahertz. And then, of course, for the second hour of the afternoon program, 7.465. 7.465. Our evening program at 8 o'clock Pacific will be at 5.875. That's 5.875 and 6.11 megahertz. And please tell others about the change in frequencies, and we hope you'll be listening there. And then, of course, we invite you to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our DVDs free of charge, or you can watch our DVDs free of charge. You can listen to our programs there, the archive program, the live program, the 9-hour feed of the satellite, and of course, encourage.